97.3, fourth one.
One Direction. I mean, they're just a bit too skinny to cuddle, aren't they? They're not going to give you a good cuddle. It's going to be bony, isn't it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want one of Harry's.
Shapeless, really.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't want one of Harry Styles' elbows in your ribs, would you?
Oh, thank you.
Not really. So,
unless it's to wake me up.
We're talking about being chubby today. It's a kind of a double-edged sword here. We've got the New Year diet, obviously. It's beginning to be a bit of a struggle now. We're 3 weeks into it, right?
Yeah.
And also, it's National Cuddling Day, National Hugging Day today. There's nothing worse than getting a cuddle from a skinny person.
You like a bit of meat in your bones for a cuddle. And
that's
just,
right. Whoa. So today, we're doing a list of advantages for being chubby. You're better at cuddling. You're quicker on water slides. When you go down a water slide, yeah. You're quicker than skinny
yes,
people.
Yes, you are.
You're insulated against the cold winter months, mm-hmm. aren't you? And I've got a couple of good texts coming in. Hi, Boogie. Arlene is right. My 17-year-old son goes to a still life art class, and he says that women need to have creases and folds to be interesting.
I'd be riveted by my body. Be there for days.
That's right. That's really funny. Should we take a quick call?
Yeah.
Fourth one, hello.
Big Scott.
Big Scott from Trenent.
Yes, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. What are you saying, Big Scott?
You're talking about curvaceous people on the water slides.
Yes.
So you get to the bottom and you just lift your legs up a bit and you come down like a bomb. You can make one hell of a wave for the people sitting at the boot of the garbage, by the way.
I don't mean to be rude, but it's more like a tsunami when you come down, Scotty. Eh?
Oh, I've actually drowned half the fucking Dunbar swimming pool. The folk at the back, they thought they were safe, but no, table sign, they just going, chips going up to the place.
Scott, can you think of any other advantages of being a little bit tubby?
Well, you're right, but by the way, I was in a car crash, and the doctor says to me, this is true, the doctor says to me, you're lucky you're a big lad, it could have been more seriously. So you're right, so you've got your own, and like a Michelin man sitting driving a car, you've got all your protection that you want, you know what I mean?
Is that true? You had a car crash, and the doctor says it's a good job you're a bit tubby, or you'd have been seriously hurt?
Aye?
There you are. Pies all round for lunchtime today. This is what we need.
Never mind your seatbelt. Just get your pies in your neck. That's what I say.
Cheers, Big Unit.
Hey, buddy. Cheers.
Boogie in the Morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.1.